Hey, new wallet, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was time. The old condom ring in the leather just doesn't say cool anymore, you know?
Rachel, you just put an empty carton back in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, I know, but the garbage was full.
Have you ever taken out the trash?
Well, I thought you liked doing it.
Third door on the left.
Right!
Trigger.
There. What are you doing?
Sorry. It's a little old, but...
You're clogging up the chute. I just spent a half hour unclogging.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't come in here a lot.
Oh, yeah, of course you don't. Because you're a little princess. Daddy, buy me a pizza. Daddy, buy me a candy factory. Daddy, make the cast of Cats sing happy birthday to me. What, you think you can just come in here, make a mess, a big man in the coveralls, and come and clean it up, huh? Well, why don't you think of someone else for a change?
It's okay, I'm sorry.
God, you're gonna cry about it.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Trigger made you cry?
Yes. They said really mean things that were only partly true.
I'm going to go down there and teach that guy a lesson.
Joey, please don't do that. I think it's best if we just forget about it.
That's easy for you to say. You weren't almost just killed.
All right, that's it. School is in session.
God. Is this a gym card?
Oh, yeah. Gym member. I try to go 4 times a week, but I've missed the last... 1,200 times.
So why don't you quit?
You don't think I've tried? You think I like having $50 taken out of my bank account every month? No, they make you go all the way down there. Then they use all these phrases and peppiness to try to confuse you. And then they bring out Maria.
Who is Maria?
Oh, Maria. You can't say no to her. She's like this Lycra spandex-covered gym treat.
Do you need me to go down there with you and hold your hand?
No.
All right, so you're strong enough to face her alone.
Oh, no, you'll have to come.
Tribbiati. Hmm. Hold on. I'll get the plunger.
You hold on, pal. Now, you made my friend Rachel cry. So now, you're going to go up there, and you're going to apologize to her, unless you want me to call the landlord.
And tell him what?
Maybe you haven't heard of a little something called not making girls cry.
Yeah? Well, maybe you haven't heard a little something called the Rent Stabilization Act of 1968.
I have actually not heard of that.
Yeah, well, your friends are in violation of it. I've been a nice guy up until now, but I don't need this grief. I'm going to call the landlord and tell him that Monica is illegally subletting her grandmother's apartment. Your friends are out of here, pal.
Don't you tell me something I don't know.
Oh, please, somebody tell me I don't have to go to work today.
What's the matter?
Oh, my first massage is this incredibly gorgeous guy, and every time I see him, I just want to do things to him that I'm not allowed to charge for.
should do them for free. Oh, no, it is forbidden. No, no. Mrs. Potter fires people for messing around with clients. And it's against my oath as a masseuse.
They make you take an oath?
No, I made myself take one. Yeah, no fooling around with clients. And always be prepared. Yeah, that one's actually from the Boy Scouts, but it just makes good sense.
Why don't you just give them to somebody else?
No, I can handle it. No, I'm a professional. Oh, Fitz, is that a new ankle bracelet? Well, and you got a pedicure. Your feet are all dressed up.
Because that's the only part of you he can see when he's on the table.
You're going to do some feet flirting. I don't know what you're talking about.
Then how do you explain the toe ring?
Because it's Arabian Princess Day at work, okay? Leave me alone. Oh, my hero! What happened?
Well, I went down there and I told him no one treats my friends like that. And he better come up here and apologize. I'll see you later.
But wait a minute. What'd he say?
I said that he wasn't going to apologize because you guys are living here illegally. So instead, what he's going to do is have you evicted. I'll see you later.
You got evicted? I told you not to go down there.
But he made Rachel cry.
Rachel always cries. That's not true. Now, Joey, you go down there and you suck up to him. I mean, you suck like you've never sucked before.
All right, I'll try. But if I can't, you stay with Chandler and I until you get settled.
Go!
All right, all right, all right. I mean, I'll have to check with him first, but I think he'll be cool.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, now remember what we talked about. You got to be strong.
Yes. Yes.
Now, one more time. Hey, don't you want a washboard stomach and rock-hard pecs?
No, I want a flabby gut and saggy man breasts.
Good, that's good.
Okay. I want to quit the gym.
You want to quit?
I want to quit the gym.
You do realize you won't have access to our new full-service suite of spa.
I want to quit the gym.
Okay. Dave in the membership office handles quitters. Excuse me. Are you a member?
Me? No.
Sorry, members only.
I want to quit the gym.
It's okay, man. Be strong.
So, are you a member of any gym?
No, and I'm not going to be, so you can save your little speech.
Okay, no problem. Could you come here for a second?
Hi, I'm Maria.
Wow, you have really pretty feet.
These old things.
Would you mind spending some time on my sciatic area? It's been killing me today.
You mean the... Okay, by sciatic, you mean the towel-covered portion.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. No, I can do that, yeah, because, you know, usually the muscles in the sciatic area can get, you know, real nice and tight. Yeah. So, tell me, Rick, how'd you injure the area?
A 16-hour sit-in for Greenpeace.
Oh.
Bite me?
No.
What?
Please don't kick Monica and Rachel out. This wasn't their fault. It was mine.
You want me to kick you guys out instead?
No, you can't do that. Where would the chick and the duck live?
You have pets?
No. Oh, those are nicknames. Yeah, I'm the chick, and Chandler's the duck.
I would have thought it was the other way around.
Come on, man. Just let the girl stay. I'll do whatever you want.
Really? You'd do anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I got something you can do.
What? What is it?
Can you be my dancing partner?
That's not prison lingo, is it?
His dancing partner?
Yeah, there's this superintendent's dance, the Super Bowl. And he wants to impress Marge, this lady super that he's got a crush on.
Why doesn't he just practice with a girl?
Well, he's too shy. He doesn't think he's good enough to dance with girls yet.
Yeah, right. He almost danced me right down that garbage chute.
Would you let it go already? You're fine.
Hey, so did you quit?
No, I almost did. Couldn't leave Russ there without a spotter.
Wait, now, so you joined the gym?
And that's funny, why?
Oh, I was just, you know, picturing you working out and, oh, that's it.
We're doomed, okay? They're going to take $50 a month out of our accounts for the rest of our lives. What are we going to do?
Well, you could actually go to the gym.
Or we could go to the bank, close our accounts, and cut them off at the source.
You're a genius.
Oh, man, but then we won't be bank buddies.
Now there's two reasons.
Hey. Oh, you guys. Remember that cute client I told you about? I bit him.
Where?
On the tushy.
And that's not against your oath?
No, I know. I'm sorry, but the moment I touch him, I just want to throw out my old oath and take a new dirty one.
Well, next time you're massaging him, you should try to distract yourself.
Yeah. Like when I'm doing something exciting and I don't want to get too excited, I just, I try and think of other things, like sandwiches and baseball and Chandler.
Thank you, Joey.
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, I'm here. Let's get this over with.
Okay, just follow my lead.
Whoa, don't we need to do some kind of preparation first? Like, get really drunk.
Come on, just put your arms around me, eh? Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. But if I'm Marge, my breasts are coming out my back.
Forget it. I'm not being any good at this. My mom was right. I'm just a big potato with arms and legs and a head.
Come on, man. You're not a potato.
I'm sure as hell not a dancer. It's no use. Marge will never go for me.
Come on, Trigger, don't say that. You just need more practice. Here, come on, let's try it again. Come on. Plus, it was probably mostly my fault anyway. I mean, you know, I'm not really that comfortable dancing with that, you know. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
So how goes the dancing? Gay yet?
You guys owe me big time.
What was that?
What?
You just did a little dancey thing.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You did like a little hop.
You are so enjoying this.
No, I'm not. And it wasn't a hop, it was a pas de beret.
You know the words. You are so into this.
All right, well, maybe I'm enjoying it a little bit. I mean, I'm getting pretty good at it.
Oh, this is so sweet, Joey, our little twinkle toes.
Hey, hold on. This isn't some kind of, like, girly dance, all right? It's like a sport, you know? It's manly.
Yeah.
All right, come here. Show me some manly moves.
All right. Okay. I don't know how to lead.
Hello.
Hi.
We'd like to close our accounts.
Close your accounts? Is there some kind of problem?
No,
we just like to close them. Okay. Ms. Lambert handles all our closures. Would you come over here, please?
Hi, I'm Karen.
I want to quit the bank!
Okay, baseball. Rick playing baseball. Okay, slides into second. Maybe even his pants come down a little. Oh, no, wait, no, no. No, okay, all right, sandwiches. Okay, on a plate. Maybe Rick's pants come down a little. No! Oh, Chandler. Okay, Chandler, ooh, that's working. Chandler's knees. Chandler's ankles. Chandler's ankle hair. Oh, no.
Okay, you're all set.
Oh, wow, that was amazing. Was that really just an hour?
Yeah. In really long hour world.
What?
Oh, okay. I have an enormous crush on you. But because you're a client, I can't ask you out, even though you give me, you know, the feelings.
Wow. I had no idea. But, hey, I can always find another masseuse.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What?
Suddenly I'm very aware that I'm naked.
Okay, quiet down.
Simon's been waiting for... Oh, my God.
Why wasn't I offered that? I definitely paid more for that.
Phoebe, we have rules here. This is not that kind of place.
Oh, yeah, oh, and I know. But this isn't how it looks at all, because Rick is, my husband.
Oh, really? Well, then you better tell his other wife, because she called 3 times asking where he is.
Yes, I will tell her.
So you didn't leave the bank?
No. And somehow we ended up with a joint checking account.
What are you ever going to use that for?
To pay for the gym.
Hey, so I had a great day. Rick and I really hit it off, and we started making out, and then my boss walked in and fired me for being a whore. So weird. I have never been fired from anything before.
Sweetie.
I just started walking around not knowing what to do next, you know? I started asking people on the street if they wanted massages. And then these policemen thought I was a whore, too. Oh. It's really been a bad day, whore-wise.
Hey, Doc. It's Chick here.
Yeah, bunny rabbit.
So, you ready for our last practice?
Yeah, but you know, I think the reason we're not getting that spin right is because my apartment's too small.
You want to use our place?
No, I had another idea.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you. Neath the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day.
Amazing. I mean, we totally nailed it. It was beautiful.
Hey, listen. Thanks a lot, Tribunati. Oh, my God, Al, look at the time. I gotta catch the bus for the ball.
Oh. Well, okay. Good luck.
Yeah.
Unless you want to practice the foxtrot again. Or the tango.
Thanks, but, no. See, I think I'm ready to dance with girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go get him, Trigger.
Right. Hey, you want to come? Marge has a girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, you can dance real good with her. She's the same size as me.
No, I'm good.
So it looks like you've got some great experience here. Let's see. Reason for leaving last job?
Yeah, they thought I was a whore.
Okay. We'll give you a call if anything comes up.
Great. Thank you very much.